Harley, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations. We're so excited for you here and so happy for you. We were just talking before we came on the air here that, you know, you're not necessarily on cloud nine, but I mean, has the feeling of being a two-time national champion this time around and adding more national titles to your resume, has that kind of sunk in for you yet?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I think that it was an absolutely incredible experience, and I went into the championship wanting both titles. So to be able to kind of fulfill that desire and walk away with both was absolutely incredible. I think, you know, as soon as I crossed the line after the 5K, it's there was a lot of emotion, and I think it really wasn't entirely just because of the win, but it was more just realizing that that was the end. And so I think that that has honestly been the what has sunk in the most and is still sinking in, is just now figuring out what's next in terms of my running career, and how I just it's crazy that it's all over.
Yeah, I believe it. I can totally imagine what that feeling is like. I do want to start with kind of a little bit of a reflection on, you know, how everything has kind of gone for you, because I remember we chatted, it was last March or so, when the indoor championships were essentially taken away from you and your teammates. And I remember we had a pretty emotional conversation about it. And,
yeah,
you know, here we are a year and some months later, and you're able to compete again, and then you're able to win a pair of national championships at the outdoor meet. So what has, you know, the last year and a half or so been like for you with the whirlwind of emotions and the whirlwind of not being able to compete and then going back out there and having it be business as usual?
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly been an adjustment for sure.
Yeah.
I would say that I'm so fortunate to have been able to start competing, and more so than competing, practicing with my team when we did, you know, back in December, I think it was early January when we were able to start practicing again together. And so it's just, you know, to go from, I don't know, I guess 9 months of not being with my team and not competing to being able to go back to practicing and have some sense of normalcy again was absolutely wonderful. I think that really my driving force this past season and or seasons has been my team, and really trying to take in every moment and appreciate every moment with them, and more so than just the running component, which has often been my focus, you know, just running fast times and running as hard as I can be, and what has really pushed me and helped me to continue these past seasons has definitely been my team. And I think that I don't think I would have been able to train at the level I was training without them, even though I do most of my runs or all of my runs and all my workouts by myself. Just being able to be surrounded by them was absolutely incredible.
I want to go back to the races that you had, and I want to start with the 10K, because you had the wire-to-wire finish there, and I remember watching it, I think it was a Friday night, watching it online, and just being like, this is one of the most dominant performances I've seen, like, from start to finish, and you just kept cruising right along over and over, and it was just, it was wildly entertaining to watch you, compete. Did you feel like a certain confidence going into the race? Did you have a feeling you would be as dominant in that one as you were?
I really, you know, given the circumstances of the race in terms of heat and a field of runners who I never run against before, I didn't really have any expectations. I think going into the championship in its entirety, my mentality has been just that I want to feel good. And that's all I cared about was not the time I put out. Obviously, I wanted to walk away with a win, but it's been a pretty taxing season on my body. It's been a pretty, this season has taken a lot out of me physically. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to be able to, you know, a 10K is a long race to not feel good in. So I didn't really have any expectations. I kind of, you know, just went for it. And it's funny. It's nice to hear you speak so kindly of that race, because I felt so awful during it, to be quite honest.
Really?
The heat really, really got to me. And at mile 3 of the 10K, I got a searing cramp in my side, and which really slowed me down and just made the race a lot less enjoyable. So I'm glad that you didn't seem to pick up on that. But yeah, I didn't. I wanted to walk away with the win. I was I was unsure as to how the matchup would go against Cassie. It worked out. I didn't feel as good as I wanted to, but you just kind of gotta roll with it and push through.
Well, and it's so tough, I'm sure, for you to like talk about yourself, like to really like give yourself a pat on the back sort of thing, you know? But like,
yeah.
The thing is like I said, I was watching it and it looked like you couldn't be stopped. Like it looked like to me, you were running like what felt like a flawless race. So what does it say? I mean, what does it say about you and your ability that you think, and I know this is might be a tough question to answer, but what does it say about you and your ability to be able to push through all of that and make it look like it's an easy race, that you're breezing through the competition and winning?
I think that, you know, I think one of the things that I don't want to say sets me apart from other runners, because I think that a lot of runners, you know, share the same quality, but mm-hmm. I think one of the things that makes me such a strong runner is the fact that I am able to push through the hurt and the pain.
Sure.
And that endurance. But I think that given the heat and given that I had a cramp and I was satisfied with how the race panned out. But it definitely, I was definitely a bit bummed, which was hard to vocalize, because it's hard to say to people that you're bummed with your time or your performance when you walk away with the national title. But I think it's still fair to, you know, have wanted more for myself.
Yeah.
While I didn't have high expectations, I still would have liked to have felt a little bit better. But I think given how I felt during the race and that I was able to, you know, still get through and persevere, I think it just speaks to the fact that there is still a lot more out there, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I walked into the championship. I was really, really just running on the fumes and the adrenaline of being at a championship meet. I have been pretty burnt out. I didn't really take that long break that COVID kind of forced a lot of athletes to take.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it kind of, I just trained harder and not smarter. So my body was kind of holding on by a thread at the end.
Yeah. We're chatting with Parley Hannon here on BTL from the Ithaca College track and field team, 2-time national champ a few weeks ago. Would you say that's why maybe the 5K was such a battle for you, or was it, you know, just, you know, tough competition or what?
It's funny that you said that, actually. I felt so great during that 5K. I ran the 5K exactly how I planned to do it. So I went into the 5K not wanting to lead it. I think I can probably count on one hand the amount of races that I've been actually able to race with a pack and sit with people and not lead it. So my goal with the 5K was that I wanted to walk away with the win. I know that relative to the field, I had one of the strongest kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And so my plan was just to sit for the first 2 miles and then pull away for the third mile. So I executed it exactly as I wanted, and I finished that 5K, honestly feeling like I was ready to go again. So I don't want to say I ran that race like a workout, but to me, that's, you know, when I finished, that's kind of how I felt. It was like I wanted to stick with the pack for the first two and then run my third mile close to 5 minutes, and I, you know, came away with a 5:04 for my last mile. So I was very pleased.
That's
with
crazy.
How that race went.
That's absolutely crazy. That's absolutely wild to hear you say that. And, you know, you mentioned the emotions a little while ago when everything kind of culminated and, you know, there was some finality with you winning a national championship in your final race. I'm wondering if you can go into a little bit more detail about that, like what it felt like when you crossed the finish line, knowing that you had won another national championship, but also knowing that, hey, this is the end of the road for, you know, you as a member of a team that found so much success over the last few years, and especially this year with a fourth place finish at Nationals.
Yeah. I think that, you know, like I think I mentioned earlier, when I crossed that line, you know, the win, the fact that I had walked away with the win was absolutely wonderful, but I think it was crossing that line and seeing Aaron, my coach, and realizing that, like, that was the last time that interaction was going to be had. That was going to be the last time I cross a line and I look at her and see how proud she was. And to be able to just hug her and have that moment. And so crossing the line wasn't at all about the win at that point. It was just this rush of, oh my gosh, you know, like, this is the last time I'm going to be in this space with these people, with my team, with my family. And, you know, if I decide to continue running after this, I'll still be able to have, you know, teammates and family there, but it's never going to be the same. You know, my time as a runner is relatively short. It's about, I guess, around 3 years now. And I've had one coach that entire time. You know, I'm not someone who's started running in middle school who's had multiple coaches, but Aaron has really been there with me since day one. And so I think it was the goodbye, knowing that that was the last moment I was going to have with her right there at the finish line as my coach, was honestly the first thing that I really thought about when I crossed the line.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, you mentioned how in some ways you're so kind of new to the sport, and, you know, your story is just a remarkable one, an incredible one. What do you feel like has been, you know, I want to say like a lasting memory for you, but something that's just going to, you know, the way that this sport and your time at IC has impacted your life?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I think there's a whole slew of memories.
Yeah.
I think that throughout my entire life, I've struggled with, you know, formulating relationships, and not just forming relationships, but maintaining them. And so to not only have been able to form individual relationships, but throughout my experience at IC, I've been able to form a second family, and that's not something that I've ever experienced. So it's absolutely incredible to know that I've walking away from this experience with, yes, all this, you know, recognition for the, my running accomplishments, but I'm walking away with a family and friends that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. Mm. And I think that, I think this year, especially, you know, after COVID, I think it's really helped me to recognize how important relationships are in day-to-day life and how running is just a small part of what helps helps me to feel fulfilled in life. So I think that's the biggest thing, you know, the family piece, mm-hmm. the family that I've been able to develop this experience. But if I was to pick like one moment in particular, I would say, and while my entire team wasn't there, unfortunately, but a lot of them were, as well as the men's team, I would say, you know, nothing compares to cross country nationals. I mean, that was just a really awesome race. It was just like so muddy and like true cross country and, so many people, you know, running around with their shirts off, all painted. It was just like such a fun, incredible experience. So I think that would be like a big lasting memory and one that will always, you know, be up there and as to the all time best.
Yeah. I'm curious what's next for you in terms of, are you trying to still compete out there? Are you going to take a little bit of a break? Like what's the future hold for Parley Hannon here?
That's a good question. I'm still figuring that out, but I would say ultimately, you know, as I mentioned, I was pretty burned out, you know, months before nationals, honestly, which is good in some ways because it just shows me that I was still able to perform very well being burnt out. But it also is just as a testament to the fact that, you know, figuring out like how to properly train and properly take care of myself to be the athlete I want to be is still remains a constant struggle. So, you know, I'm on day three of my 2 weeks off. And maybe I'll take more than that, but I'm going to start with giving myself 2 weeks. And my main focus really right now is to get my eating better under wraps and to let my body, you know, rest after what really was like 3 years of probably only having taken cumulatively like 4 weeks off. Mm. And so I think that's going to be my main focus. And my hope is that I think that's going to be really show me what I'm able to do after those 2 weeks. Ultimately, yes. I mean, you know, when I crossed that line after the 5K, having felt so good, it just reminded me how much I love running. And I really needed that race. And so I'd like to, you know, join the team in Boston and continue my time as a runner and see really what my potential is. When all those other things are attended for. Because I think, you know, if I'm actually fueling myself properly and getting my mileage under wraps, I think that there's so much more I can do, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
So I think that's the plan. I'll be in Boston, and there's a lot of good teams there. So I'm excited to continue... Hopefully to continue my running career.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Parley, we are genuinely so excited, so happy for you here at the station. You know, you've had a spectacular career. You've etched yourself into the record books, and you're going to go down as one of the best to ever do it. And you're so humble and appreciative of it all. And that's just what makes, you know, your story so much cooler to mm-hmm. all of us here. So thank you for a couple of minutes. We genuinely appreciate it. And congratulations on all that you've accomplished during your time over at IC, okay?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Thanks for covering it all and talking with me. I appreciate it.